In the days immediately following the election of Donald Trump, Muslims in Cedar Rapids said they needed to do something to spread the word about their faith. Since the president assumed office, they say this need has become imperative. IPR's Rob Dillard reports on what Muslims in Iowa's second largest city are doing to educate the public.
Around 20 people gather in a lecture hall on the campus of Coe College in Cedar Rapids last Saturday afternoon to learn a little something about the Prophet Muhammad.
He lost both his parents at an early age, around the age of 6 or 7. His father died.
The instructor is Hassan Salim, a native of Egypt, and the imam at the Islamic Center of Cedar Rapids. Since the November election of Donald Trump, he says leaders of the Muslim community in eastern Iowa have intensified their efforts to explain their faith to the public.
We are trying to focus more on finding the common grounds with as many friends and allies as possible.
In support of this educational mission, the Interreligious Council of Linn County invited Salim to present a series of 4 lectures on Islam and its founder, Muhammad. The president of the council is Charles Crawley.
Most Christians, including myself, are abysmally ignorant of the Prophet Muhammad, and so this was a good opportunity for us to become more religiously literate.
Muslims in Cedar Rapids have a long, rich history. They started settling there in the late 1800s. The city is home to the Mother Mosque of America, the longest-standing mosque in the country. Muslims number around 5,000 in the area and make up some of its most notable business leaders. Salim says people need to know this.
Now more than any time before, people need to know that Muslims are not a new group that is just coming into the scene and imposing themselves on the American culture or the American way of life.
The job of explaining this to the citizens of Cedar Rapids has been complicated by the actions and language of President Trump. During the campaign, he called for creating a registry of all Muslims. One of his first executive actions as president was to impose a ban on travel to the U.S. from 7 predominantly Muslim nations. The executive director of the Iowa chapter of the Council of American Islamic Relations, Miriam Ammer, says she has seen the consequences of Trump's statements. She wears a hijab to cover her head.
We've had a lot of people that have been attacked, that have been discriminated against, mostly women, because, you know, those of us who wear the scarf, we're the flagships of our faith, and you can see us coming.
Ammer has a word of advice for the president. She says he needs to ignore people who spew hate.
If he would just sit down and listen to the Muslims, instead of these people with predisposed, ideas and hatred, then maybe we could get through to him and he would change his mind.
Among the groups working to establish a dialogue among people of various religious and ethnic backgrounds is the Cedar Rapids Civil Rights Commission. Its executive director is LaSheila Yates.
When we start to see each other like ourselves, when we start to see each other as same but also recognize the differences, even the challenges of others, we humanize them.
This is the point Hassan Salim and Miriam Ammer make as they meet with school kids, church groups, law enforcement officials, and others. Such outreach efforts take time away from family and work, but Ammer says they have become necessary.
You know, if I can reach just one person, that's a success.
She says among the things Muslims believe is if you break bread with someone, by the end of the meal, you are friends. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.